maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Isa sa limang mga Australiano ay nakaranas ng rasismo sa loob ng nakaraang 12 buwan. Ito ay ayon sa isa sa mga pinakamalaking pagtatanong kailanman, kaugnay ng rasismo at hindi matuwid na opinyon. Ang naturang pagtatanong ay kinomisyon ng SBS kasama ng Western Sydney University. Sinasabi ng mga mananaliksik na tayo ay humaharap sa isang malapit na pambansang kalamidad ng Islamophobia kung walang gagawin upang huminto ang diskriminasyon. Sa ulat ni Kirsty Johansson at Maya Jamieson na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino.
Have you ever been in a refugee camp? Like Nauru and stuff?
Excuse me? Are you bullying this girl?
No, I'm just asking questions.
You are asking absolutely outrageous questions. If you're Australian, I am disgusted.
Isang undercover na pagsisiyasat kung saan ang mga sitwasyon ay tinanghal ng mga aktor upang makita kung ano ang reaksyon ng mga dumadaan at nanonood na tao sa mga komentong rasista.
You're in our country, we help save you from where you came from, where you've been persecuted, and you wear things like that.
What should I do then? What should I do then?
Well, why don't you dress like other Australians?
Isang sipi mula sa dokumentaryong Is Australia Racist? Na nagsimula noong 26 ng Pebrero sa Face Up to Racism Week ng SBS. Pinangunahan ni Professor Kevin Dunn mula Western Sydney University ang pagtatanong sa mahigit lamang sa 6,000 tumugon sa survey. Sinuri nito ang mga issue kabilang saloobin sa mga pagkakaiba sa kultura, pagpapaubaya sa mga partikular na grupo at herarkiya sa mga pangkat ng lahi.
If you're an Aboriginal Australian, half of the respondents, 50% of Aboriginal Australians would tell us that they've experienced racism in education or perhaps in seeking employment or while in employment. That's double the rate for their non-Aboriginal peers in the survey.
Ang antas para sa mga Australianong Muslim na nakaranas ng rasismo ay higit na mataas.
60% of Australian Muslims in the survey told us that they experienced racism in an educational setting or in an employment setting or when seeking employment.
Sinabi ni Professor Dunn, ang pagtaas sa nararanasang rasismo sa nakalipas sa 10 taon ay isa na ngayong issue ng pampublikong mga patakaran na kailangan ng agarang atensyon.
On the basis of this data and other data, we are facing almost a national calamity in terms of what is called Islamophobia. Over 60% of people in the survey said they'd be concerned if one of their relatives were to marry someone of Muslim background. That's a very high level of concern towards that particular group.
Ang property investor na si Ping Hu ay lumipat at tanirahan sa Australia mula Shanghai 28 taon na ang nakalipas. Sinabi niya, humaharap pa rin siya sa rasismo dahil sa kanyang pinagmulan. Kamakailan ang kanyang mga advertising billboards sa harap ng isang construction site ay dinungisan ng mga poster na laban sa mga Asyano.
Because our face is Asian, so even doesn't matter we are how many years here, work how long, even for our children, because their face is Asian, we needed to do something to stop this. Australia, shouldn't be like this, I think.
Sinabi ng Lebanese na site manager Mohammad Morgani, ito ay isang insulto sa lahat ng lahi sa Australia.
Go back to your country, you Asian people, go back to your country. When I read it, it's message to me as well. So it's not only particular Chinese. If this developer is Lebanese, will be again the Lebanese. Lebanese people, they're working really hard as well, like the Chinese, like the other communities as well. We've been working in Australia for over 125 years in the construction. And it's some Lebanese work in the Opera House and some Lebanese work in the Harbour Bridge. And we will continue and we're not going to stop.
Sinabi ni Professor Dunn, ang survey ay nagbibigay ng liwanag sa issue na karapat dapat ng pansin.
Some of the hopeful findings in our survey are that 80% of Australians see cultural diversity as a really positive thing. So that's a great finding. And by the same token, about the same proportion, 80%, acknowledge that there's a problem with racism. And the same proportion again say that something should be done about racism. So there's this strong community, there's strong public support for action against racism, the racism which is unfairly distributed across the different ethnic groups in our country.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.